This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a warm night, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the skies are mostly clear, perfect for a night stroll. Turning now to today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has advanced beyond Lebanon's Litani River using robots. Over 3 days of fighting, around 15 Hezbollah fighters have been killed, according to the IDF. Also, JTA reports that the EU has sanctioned Israeli settlers following Hungary's new leadership clearing the way. The EU's top diplomat stated that extremisms and violence have consequences. Hamas figures are also facing sanctions. Also this hour, Walla reveals a shift in Israeli-Arab attitudes, with 75% supporting volunteering for service. The study from Tel Aviv University offers insights into their views on government participation. Separately, JNS highlights the IDF's strengthened ties with Jerusalem. Chief of Staff Zamir emphasized their deep and meaningful connection with the city ahead of its 59th reunification anniversary. And finally, The Guardian reports that Israel has now become the first country to approve lab-grown chicken for mass consumption. This groundbreaking decision allows for the commercial sale of cultivated chicken products, aiming to revolutionize the food industry. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that Turkey is allegedly aiding Iran in circumventing sanctions through informal networks. These channels involve cash, gold transfers, and private flights, becoming crucial as Gulf financial hubs align more with U.S. policies. In a post from earlier, Al Arabiya English highlights recent Israeli bulldozer activity near Jerusalem. Dozens of Palestinian shops were demolished to clear land for a new settlement-linked road project in the West Bank. Asher Fredman, an Israeli commentator, criticized UNRWA's lack of progress. He noted that the U.S. is investigating more UNRWA staff linked to October 7th events. Fredman called out the agency's ties to terror and its failure to reform. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports the use of advanced technology like robots and FPV drones. These tools are reshaping military engagements, offering new strategies in the conflict with Hezbollah. The operations aim to reduce soldier risk and increase tactical advantage. Turning to the EU's sanctions, according to JTA, this move marks a significant stance by the EU against Israeli settler activities. It reflects growing international pressure on settlement expansion and its impact on peace efforts. The sanctions could influence future Israeli-EU relations and policy decisions. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv University's study on Israeli Arabs shows a potential shift in social dynamics. Walla reports that this could lead to increased participation in national service and even political engagement. It highlights a changing landscape in Arab-Israeli relations and community integration. On the economic front, first, Walla Business tells of an entrepreneur from the north who became homeless after investing in a hummus restaurant. The war devastated his income, forcing him to live in a car and shower at the gym. It underscores the severe economic impact of conflict on small business owners. Separately, CTEC reports on a call for Israeli citizens abroad to return home to vote. This appeal, made at a female entrepreneurship event, emphasizes the importance of civic duty amid political changes. And finally, Globes reveals a study by the Bank of Israel, showing that road expansion doesn't ease congestion. Instead, it leads to more families buying second cars, ultimately restoring traffic jams. This finding could influence future transportation policy and urban planning. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.